welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I am pleased to be joined today by the Guthrie County Family Development Center Coordinator for New Opportunities, Rhonda Huggins. We're going to be talking about a few upcoming programs as well as a big announcement. Rhonda, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, thank you for having me. We are hot and heavy into energy assistance season right now, helping people get signed up for heating assistance and for the lower-income families in Guthrie County.
Yeah, absolutely. Rhonda, what you're talking about, I believe, is the low-income home energy assistance program for those of low-income families who qualify for assistance to pay for their heating bills in the wintertime. It's a great program
Correct.
That you guys
Correct.
Put on. And you guys put on a lot of other great programs, too, especially around the holidays. I know Thanksgiving is a little bit far away, and Christmas is a little bit far away yet. We haven't even gotten to Halloween yet. But you guys have a lot of great food pantry-related programs and meal assistance programs and adopting children programs for Christmas. Kind of want to talk about those few opportunities and how people can get involved in those.
Yeah. If you're sitting in my shoes, it's not that far out. But, yes, we do Thanksgiving baskets for our low-income families, Christmas baskets for low-income families. We also do a wonderful program called Toys for Tots with the Marine Corps. So if people either, they can either go to our website and print off a copy of the sheet to sign up. It's an application form to sign their kids up for the Toys for Tots program. We also have a giving tree. So even if we don't get you on the Toys for Tots sheet, because there is a deadline on that, if we don't get you into that, we also have a giving tree at Dollar General, which is right next door here in Guthrie Center, and we give cards with a child's wants and needs on it, their sizes, their age, whether it's a boy or a girl. You can go to Dollar General, you can get one of these cards and fill it, and you can provide toys for a low-income child in Guthrie County. We also adopt a family. If you want to adopt a whole family, say a low-income parents with a couple kids, a large family, a single mom with kids, we can do that as well because we get lots of names, lots of kids, lots of families in here.
That's a lot of great opportunities with new opportunities there, Rhonda, that you've just mentioned. And some people may say that the cliche phrase here is the holiday season is the time for giving. I don't think that phrase ever goes out of style. You can always open up your heart a little bit more and maybe even your pocketbooks if you're able to support
Right.
these individuals who can't afford those, even a Thanksgiving dinner or a simple Christmas gift.
Right, right. We do have a food pantry here that is totally donation, so people can donate canned items. You can bring stuff into the office here. If you'd rather write us a check and donate that way, you may mail a check in. You can drop one off, however you want to do that. But we are able to provide a food pantry for our low-income families. We do that once every 3 months. Because we are a small pantry here, but we do get a lot of donations. What we don't get actually donated into us, we then supplement our pantry by ordering from the Food Bank of Iowa. But again, it is donations that funds that. We also have a clothes closet here. Items are like 50 cents a piece. That money goes back into funding things as well for our low-income families.
Perfect. Lots of great opportunities out there, definitely to get involved. If you're looking for something to maybe give this holiday season, if you maybe do a charity every year or give back in some way, check New Opportunities out. It's a great organization. And I believe you're also sponsoring a class or two.
A financial literacy class is going to start January 1st. I'm actually getting with some families on that.
And if you're listening into this, be sure to check out our stories at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. We'll have a story up today up above existing opportunities that are coming up with new opportunities, and there'll be some contact information on that story, so be sure to check that out. And finally, getting to the big announcement I kind of alluded to earlier, New Opportunities received a very generous donation from 10 Squared Women of Guthrie County, over $10,000.
Yeah.
You were the most recent recipient of those funds. I know it's very early, but do you have any ideas to what those funds may be going towards at this point?
Yes. The majority of that money we're going to spend at Christmas time on our children that we receive applications on. We're going to add a little bit extra to their Christmas. We're calling it Winter Needs, and the parents can choose out of four items, like one of the items is a winter coat or snow boots, or an outfit of clothing or a pair of tennis shoes. They can choose two of those things for each child. And so besides what we do at Christmas as far as toys, we're going to go above and beyond and get, say, a winter coat and snow boots for that child. And that money will be taken from the 10 Squared Women of Guthrie County, that the money that they gave us. Also, we're going to spend part of that money and get 15 Thanksgiving baskets and 15 Christmas baskets to add to what we normally do. All of that money will go right back into providing needs for our families here in Guthrie County.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, Rhonda. Families in need will be fed, and kids in need will be getting a much better blessing there at Christmas this season, thanks to the Guthrie County 10 Squared Women. Rhonda, any other ongoing activities that are grant opportunities or anything like that that New Opportunities is a part of that maybe aren't just for the holiday season?
We do always look forward to any kind of food drives anybody wants to have. Right now, we're just trying to plan for the Christmas season and Thanksgiving coming up, as well as taking care of people that are applying for the heating assistance right now.
Well, we know there are many of those people out there in need, and unfortunately, we wish there were fewer, but we are very thankful for your types of programming and organizations like yours that work tirelessly to make sure that those families in need have an enjoyable holiday season. That's Rhonda Huggins with New Opportunities, Guthrie Center Family Development Center Coordinator. Rhonda, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.